President Bush continues to celebrate the new education law. He meets today with educators and will ask them to turn the reforms he signed yesterday into results. Yesterday in Hamilton, Ohio, the president signed the $26 billion education bill into law. It includes more money and some new standards for public schools. From Ohio, the president went to New Hampshire and Massachusetts to make campaign-style speeches, and he took along a congressional chorus for the ride on Air Force One. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president's first stop was Hamilton High School in Hamilton, Ohio, a town and a state where Mr. Bush was popular even before September 11th. Here, the president was greeted by an audience of students ready to show their support and their patriotism.
Okay. I know you all are anxious to get back to class.
The president, whose public schedule this week is designed to emphasize domestic issues, did at each stop give a brief update on the war, reiterating the administration's resolve to fight terrorism around the world. He talked of the great global challenge, but then shifted to the topic of the day, the challenges facing America at home.
There's no greater challenge than to make sure that every child, and all of us on this stage mean every child, not just a few children. Every single child, regardless of where they live, how they're raised, the income level of their family, every child receive a first-class education in America.
The president briefly summarized the education bill. More money, provisions to help failing schools improve, math and reading tests for grades 3 through 8. But while education was the subject, the president was just as enthusiastic about something else, the bipartisan effort that got the bill through difficult negotiations over the past year. Joining him on stage to personify that effort were Congressman John Boehner of Ohio and Senator Judd Gregg of New Hampshire, both Republicans well known as conservatives, along with Congressman George Miller of California and Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy, both Democrats and longtime liberals. Throughout the day, the president treated Kennedy as though he were his new best friend, at one point calling him a fabulous U.S. senator.
And then, of course, there's Senator Edward Kennedy. The folks at the Crawford Coffee Shop would be somewhat in shock when I told them I actually liked the fella. He is a fabulous United States senator. When he's against you, it's tough. When he's with you, it is a great experience.
Senator Kennedy introduced the president at the stop in Massachusetts at Boston Latin, the oldest public school in America.
And President Bush was there every step of the way, making a difference on this legislation, in support of this legislation, to make sure that it was going to become law.
Kennedy's warm welcome of the president did not include the same effusive praise that the president had bestowed upon Kennedy earlier in the day, but the president was undeterred. Facing what could be a difficult year battling Democrats in Congress over domestic policy, he held the education bill up as an example of what can be done when there's a willingness to work together.
They have shown that when you work with an administration, that when you set clear goals, and you set aside all the bickering, and you push aside all those on the fringes trying to tear down the process, that good people from both parties can achieve something strong for America, and that's exactly what we've done. Thank you all for coming, and God bless.
Still, it took all year to get it done, and the president may be hard-pressed to find even this much bipartisan consensus on other issues, especially as this year's midterm elections get closer and make cooperation more difficult to achieve. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.